Bitcoin briefly flirting with the 66,000-68,000 level. We've got Algorand popping up briefly to 10 cents before quickly popping back down the other way. And some amazing volatility for a coin that just hasn't shown very much of it. Hello, we're Frugal BC, and we are live, and we're going to start talking about crypto today for probably about the next hour and a half. And so buckle up. We've got a lot to talk about. Thanks, everyone, for watching. We got Alex101 in the chat. You sold all your Algorand yet? Nope. But I have made some sells. That's what I'm doing. Alex says, I think Algorand could easily go down to 6-7 cents, but I'm betting on it doing quite well next bull run. Well, here's the thing. I don't think people counting on the old school bull runs, I think those are long dead. We got... First off, retail just stopped caring about crypto. I don't want to say entirely, but they tended to come in on these pumps when Bitcoin was pumping, and then they would say, well, I missed Bitcoin. I got to get a bunch of other stuff, and then they go buy up all the other coins. It used to be in 2017, you would see coins just shoot off. You could pretty much take the coin market cap top 100, throw a dart at it, and you get a 10x at least. I mean, that's how it used to be in 2017. It's kind of that way in 2021 still, but 2025 was nowhere near the price prediction video. I've kind of gone through this in my other prediction videos, but what I've seen over and over is that the price just tends to follow revenue. So what happens here, my current thesis is that revenue is a signal of product market fit. It means you have actual users using the chain, not just some little side projects, but real projects that have value in the world. And or maybe not, you know, they have value to somebody enough that they're willing to use it and put money into it and actually have them go forward. And then what happens? That drives revenue, and revenue tends to drive price appreciation. And you're seeing that coalesce. Look at Hyperliquid. Hyperliquid has done really well lately, and it's had tons of revenue, which means people are actually using it. That's why I've been talking a lot about Hyperliquid lately. So anyway, thanks everyone for tuning in. If you have not hit the like button, if you're an early watcher and hitting it, please hit that like button. Now, as I always say, you don't have to smash it. You can just press it ever so gently, and it works just fine that way too. Like button, really important. If you're new here, give us a subscribe. You know, I see a lot about how subscriptions aren't important anymore, and I kind of agree with that, kind of don't, to be honest. I don't think it's not a factor. I think the people who try to pretend like it's not a factor at all, that's just silly. Of course it is. You can't tell me that YouTube is going to give the same consideration to a 100 subscriber channel as it does to a 100,000 subscriber channel. I just fundamentally don't believe that. I haven't seen evidence of that. I know you can. Now you can if you're early on, you know, if you had 100 subscribers and you make an absolutely banger video. Most people aren't, because it takes a long time to learn. Unless you're an experienced YouTuber and then you start a new channel, that's a possibility. Making videos is not easy. I'm still not good at it, if I'm being honest. I think I've gotten better. I think I'm starting to incorporate some new techniques to make my videos better. But, you know, I'm no expert. And I'm, you know, probably not the best live streamer in the world too. But it's fun. And we like doing this because also, if you are listening, because I put these live streams as a podcast on Apple, on Spotify, everywhere you get your podcast, you should check that out. Give it a 5-star review if you can. That's always really appreciated. Even a 4-star, you know, I'd take a 4-star. I'm not picky, you know, we'll take one of those. And yeah, let's get, well, anyway, enough about that. We should get to the markets, you know. I'm just trying to think if there's any more housekeeping I should do. Alex says, yeah, I agree, it's different now, but don't you think after the Clarity Act is done, the dust has settled, the alts will have their moment? Yeah, a moment is the key word there, though. Here's the thing, the moment is the key word. You know, what we've seen over the last 2 years is that news rarely moves the price in crypto like it used to. It has to be really big news. And, you know, Clarity Act is passing is, well, big news, but also I think a lot of that is priced in already. I think people know this is probably coming, and I don't know, there's some positive. If it doesn't pass, if Clarity Act never happens, it's bad for some of the cryptos, but it's also good for stablecoin holders because it means you can. They haven't taken away the yield loophole, which I like. So, which is also why I think it's probably going to get done. The banks simply cannot leave it as it is because it's bad for their business, you know. And frankly, it should be bad for their business. While I know I wouldn't expect banks to give the kind of yield stablecoins have, giving you like 0.1% or whatever crap they've been doing, I'm sorry, that's they opened the door for competitors. Crypto is forcing them to be more competitive, and I think that's great. So that's my thoughts on the Clarity Act anyway. Let's see, any more housekeeping? Yeah, if you want to get TradingView, we're going to pull up TradingView later. You can get $15 off by going into the link in my description, and you know, the channel will benefit a little bit too, of course. That's all I got for clips and stuff like that. Green Blue in the chat says XLM and Algo have been semi-responsive to news. I don't always know. Here's the thing: when it does do something, it's usually pretty brief. And it was interesting to see Algorand actually have some volatility to the upside. It's had downside, but not upside. Utsalat says, greetings from Berlin, Mr. Frugal. Well, I appreciate you being here, Utsalat, from Berlin. Other side of the world from me here in the US of A. My heritage is actually German. So German and Polish and a little bit of French. Okay. So like I said, you know, especially early on in the stream, it's really helpful if you hit the like button. So I'd appreciate everyone doing that. And otherwise, let me pull up the markets. And I'm always having to screw with my screen shares, but yeah, that's not bad. We can move that around a little bit. I'm actually having a little pop-up at the moment. Everything is not everything is a little flat. Actually, Hyperliquid still is up. But Bitcoin sitting at 63,000. Now, here's the thing about Bitcoin. It just operates very differently from the other cryptocurrencies. The other cryptocurrencies operate more like companies. And that's how their curve tends to work. So they can really blow up and then crash a lot. And Bitcoin kind of does that too. There's a lot of volatility, but that volatility is starting to decrease. And what you're seeing is it's still following the power curve law math, and it hasn't stopped. Utsalat says you were doing great content, my friend, mostly watching your shorts. Well, I appreciate that. I'm trying to make more of those. Fortunately, I have some help, and I've been running OpenClaw. I just have OpenClaw make my shorts now. I used to use Wizard AI, but OpenClaw can just make them. It does what Wizard does, except it just makes them, and it puts captions on them, and it looks nice and clean. And yeah, I've been pretty happy with that. So I appreciate that, Utsalat. Thanks so much. Thanks so much for that. Okay, yeah. So Ethereum around 1,700. Now, this was around 1,500 not too long. So it's kind of holding a little bit. You know, it's 2% on the week. So not like fantastic, but XRP doing okay. Solana, we're going to go to the top 10, and then we'll do the ups and downs. Solana is actually doing pretty decent on the week, as is Tron. Also, both of these have pretty decent revenue. In fact, in our price prediction video, I kind of looked at the revenue from Solana. Back in 2023, it was not great. It was about $1 million a day, which is not, you know, Algorand would kill for that, right? Like, there's just like 40-some thousand a year. So you know, it's good. But, you know, for the spend, they were spending like $40 million. And their spend went up, but their revenue increased a lot more. So they started closing that gap between revenue and spend on the foundation side, cost side, and that. Hyperliquid at $70, 15% on the week, holding strong. It's been a good buy for me. It's just got so much revenue. Hyperliquid is actually probably doing the revenue of Solana. Currently, maybe not quite that much, but it has like 11 people. So their expenses are super low. They found product market fit. They're filling a niche that needs to be filled. And so, yeah, I'm pretty bullish on Hyperliquid. One of the few cryptos I'm like excited about anymore. That's not Bitcoin, if I'm being honest. At least from, you know, an actual price appreciation perspective. You know, I love the tech. Algorand is great tech. HBAR is great tech. And someone's got to use it. That's the bigger thing. You know, great tech is good, but if no one's using it, it doesn't matter. And hopefully that will change. I think it should. Hyperliquid is just a DEX. Yeah. That's the thing. You know, I think, well, I think the market's going to start rewarding more specialized use cases. I think the days of, I hope nobody's planning to start a new layer one. Green Blue says, meld repegging has me thinking about doing a tuck and roll. Yeah, no, we're going to look at that. We're going to talk about that a little bit today. I talked about that in my channel member video. By the way, link below if you want to become a channel member. You can see videos earlier than anyone else, and you can also see our weekly portfolio and experiment review. I've been doing my Alpha Arcade experiment on there. It's back. It's back, and it's actually starting to turn around. So if you want to see the details, you know, definitely get in the channel member. If I get enough of them, if I get enough channel members, I might do a channel member only stream once in a while. What I really wanted to do, I was trying to do one where I'd have a weekly or a monthly call with all my, I had like a higher tier. I still have it. Michael, I only have one person in it. And yeah, no one really wanted to, I had a couple people in it and I would say, hey, when do you guys want to have this call? And they didn't. So did Algo not also have a DEX? I had something in my mind. Yeah, it was called C3 and it failed pretty spectacularly. I think the main reason was they were not operating in the US, which they also didn't really make clear. So I went to use it and it didn't really say, hey, you're in the US, you can't use it. It just didn't work. And I was like, what the heck? This thing doesn't work. And, you know, I told people it didn't work. And finally, down the road, someone explained, well, I don't think they're allowed to be in the U.S. It's like, well, you should probably say that so people know instead of thinking like it's just not working. Because not working is worse than, to me, not working is way worse than it's not available. If it's not supposed to be available, my perception is going to be different. By the way, before I go on to the winners, losers, Fear and Greed down in the 20. So something to keep in mind. Let's see who's winning on the 24 hour. A couple days ago, it was Algorand. That's over. I think it was yesterday. Let's see. We got Dex with an E at 9%. Aerodome Finance at 8.7%. Ethereum Classic 7.8%. Audaria. Haven't heard of that one. 6.1. Virtuals Protocol, been up there a while, 6%. Quant at 5. Render. I keep forgetting about Render. I think it's super cool. You can rent space. And I'm building my new PC. I'm actually in the process of putting it together. I got the motherboard with all the stuff on it. I'm just putting in the power source. I just got to plug in the power source cords. Got to put the GPU in there yet. And then I think I'm good to go. So it'd be kind of cool to make. I guess you can make some money renting out your GPU space. So, man, what the heck, right? A little extra money for not really doing anything. Polygon, actually, Polygon holding, that's a surprise one. I don't know, my Polygon bag, I'm like, the way a lot of people are underwater on Algorand, I'm underwater on Polygon. You know, definitely disproved the thesis of throwing the darts at the wall, because it was the case. You could just buy just about any coin, and once the bull run hit, you know, you'd make like a 10-25x. Maybe even more. Like the low case was like 10x, which is wild. That's I think those days are gone. PancakeSwap at 4.8 and Filecoin 4.8. Let's see how about weekly, because I think hype is going to be high up. Well, Jito, WorldCoin, Aerodome Finance, Uniswap, Celestia, Stellar. There's our Hyperliquid. Yeah, Stellar. People are really happy about Stellar. Now, Stellar crashed back down, but still up on the week, which is what you want to see. And you know what? Algorand number 12. So I normally wouldn't, you know, go down this far, but there's our good buddy Algorand at number 12. Sky AI. Haven't heard of that one. SPX 6900. It sounds like one of those scam coins I get in my YouTube comments all the time. You cannot get rid of those. It's a never-ending battle. And all YouTube has to do is make it so you have to watch like 30 seconds of the video. I think those would totally disappear because they operate on speed and volume. And for the volume, you need speed. And I just think that would cut all that spam comment out to nothing. I really wish YouTube would do something about it. Well, anyway, let's see who's down. By the way, everything up on the week, total market cap at 2.1 $8 trillion. You know what's bigger than that? SpaceX already. Here's the thing about it. You know, we talk about crypto market cap. this is tiny. This is why when people talk about quantum, they're going to go after something like SpaceX before they go after crypto. There's companies, that's not even the single company, you know. I think what, NVIDIA is like 3 times the size of the crypto market right now. I mean, anyway, yeah. So like I said, Algorand at number 12, that's pretty nice. Nice day for Aave people too. Yeah, Aave is the one, right? I'm not wrong. Was it AVAX or Aave that had that problem where someone tried to swap and the losses, the impermanent losses were so great that they turned like 3 million or like a million into like 40,000 or something like that. Absolutely crazy. Let's see who's losing on the 24-hour. Is Stellar. So on both charts, on the positive 7-day chart and the 24, on the negative for your 24-hour, Green Blue says it was Aave. I thought it was Aave. The problem is I don't like pay. I sometimes when it comes in the news, I pay attention to it and then I don't later. So there's Algorand. See, on Algorand, a double lister too, almost. Well, it was just under on the 7-day up, but it was on the 24-hour down, as is Near Protocol, and it's back down to 215. Maybe we're having like 250 Near. So I keep going between being up and being, well, I would be. I'm actually up no matter what because I took so much off the table. I took a lot of profits. And you know what people were telling me, by the way? People were telling me, oh, it's too early to take profits. I'm like, no, it's never too early to take profits. If you got 2x, if you got 3x, you should be taking some off the table for these altcoins. Or you're just going to round trip them and you just never know. Oh, wait, Tonecoin is Gram now? What? I don't even know. I can't even keep up with some of this stuff. Yeah, Canton not doing so good. Avalanche, there's our Avalanche. How's that going for you, Opulus? And BitTensor too. You know, I've been hearing good things about BitTensor. Kind of the AI move there. So, well, why don't we go over to, I'm going to go over to Vestige here and see what we got going on. So again, 7-day, not bad for Algorand. Folks is kind of waking up a little bit. That'll be interesting to see. Cause remember did it get up to like $60 or something? It was crazy. Yeah, otherwise these other ones like Haystack and Alpha, not doing great. I'm kind of back to parity on my Alpha. Now it was at like 500, 600, I think at one point. I should have taken some profits and followed my own advice, but I was in the experiment. So the main thing was like, I was trying to test the yield to see if the yield would be worth it. Spoiler alert, it's not. But you can go see I've made videos on that. You can go check that out. Let's see, just trying to look at any major, anything over 10% on the week. Ooh, there's our Munko. Yeah, I got a little Munko going on. Actually wearing my B shirt today, if you can see it. There you go, B. It's got Munko on the back. Turning around's a pain in the butt, so I'm not going to do it. Ethereum ETF. And then here's GoldDAO. This is like, there's two GoldDAOs. I haven't looked into it enough to understand this, but look at this is the one that follows the Gram price, and it's actually over the Gram price. Now the other one, and this is what Green Blue was talking about. So I haven't looked today, but I know the price of per gram of gold is much, much lower. And so not great. Not what you want to see here. It's like 130 some. And Mel Gold is like 126. So I was weekly buying. I was dollar cost averaging into what I thought was gold, but it's not pegging. So I'm a little concerned about that. Definitely keeping an eye on it. I might be switching over to the other gold because it seems to actually be working better. So we'll see. It's actually number 16 right now. And they don't go by, or it is by market cap, I think. Yeah. Or is it TVL? I think it's TVL. So I think they probably just don't have enough activity to sustain. Green Blue says, folks has a distribution coming up, same trap as before. Yeah, it really crushed it. It really crushed it. So I don't know. Let's go back to the main page. Anything else interesting? Like there's some new ones in this top 30, 32. Synova, Magnet, I've never heard of those. Ethereum ETF. I want to see what this is. Then we'll get to some others. I'm not even going to go to the Saucer Swap stuff today. Hey, remember my little boot pattern? I always tell you with the ASAs, like they shoot way up, then they'll come crashing down, then they'll kind of trickle off, maybe get a little bump, get a little toe on that boot. But let's see, it is a diversified ETF backed by real world and digital assets on Algorand, auto rebalancing for downside protection and market upside. Well, doesn't look like it stopped that downside protection, but here's the thing. I'm just not the biggest fan in the world of these coins, if I'm being 100% honest. Oop, I gotta let the dog in. Just give me a second. I'm back, chat. Why don't we look at the top here a little bit? We got Ootslot says I lost a lot of folks' tokens by not claiming before the deadline ended. Yeah, I didn't even get any. I didn't use folks enough to get some of the tokens for free. I bought a little bit, probably at the wrong time. Well, my thesis was that folks is spread out on other coins besides Algorand, and they were getting a ton of listings that most Algorand assets don't, like they were on a bunch of different exchanges. It did not help. I thought it would, but it did not. Top gainers are interesting. Pheasant Pluckers, we've seen that one before. I don't have anything to do with that one, but Donkey DAO, I got a little Donkey DAO. Someone sent me a Donkey NFT, and so I get some DDAO from that, which reminds me, I haven't checked on my staking in a while. I should probably look into that. And then ILC Nugget, I'm actually, this one, so if you just hold it, you get like daily rewards and they go up because your total lot is going up. And it's nice to see the price actually go up on it. In fact, let me pull up this chart. Anyway, you can see the buys I made. So I bought $5 of it here. And then I sold $7.50 of it here. So I made a little profit. Everything I have now is Moonbag, but it's been kind of popping back up over time. So that's kind of interesting. And then you get rewards just for holding it. So it's been coming. It's just been slowly trickling in. It's about 3 cents per day for whatever I'm holding. So yeah, that's not bad. Anyway, let me pull up some news. That's not an endorsement, by the way. I just think it's like an interesting project. Let's see. Yeah, I'm going to go through the Algorand news first. So let's look at some Algorand news that I covered during the week. And I got some extra ones, too. And we got a German friend in the audience, so this is perfect. Perfect way to start off. Breaking: Germany successfully tested USDC payments to Syria on Algorand, cutting transfer costs by 73%. And reducing settlement times. So that's pretty cool. You know, I don't know what they're sending to Syria exactly, but you know, can't argue with that. You know, it'll settle fast. You know, it'll be cheap for them to do that, and it'll be traceable, which is pretty nice. And this one we covered. This was like, I actually made some shorts. Ootslot, you might have seen this one. I think this one got turned into a short already. Or was it the other one? I don't know. The problem, I really need to get my management better so I know which ones I've posted and which ones I haven't. But anyway, latest SEC filing from VersaBank is really interesting. After announcing the successful completion of a pilot phase for blockchain-based tokenized deposits across Algo, ETH, and XLM, it looks like VersaBank plus VersaBank USA are actively working toward a potential commercial launch. Tokenized bank deposits are a massive blockchain use case, bringing regulated bank money on chain. The filing says VersaBank expects to conclude pilot testing next month, after which they plan to work with US and Canadian regulators towards commercialization. Kudos to VersaBank for being true pioneers. Hey, I think this is big. You got Ethereum, Algorand, and Stellar all involved in this. And they completed the pilot phase. So now we're looking at a commercial launch coming. And if VersaBank proves the use case, maybe other banks will as well. And they see the amount of money that they're going to be saving from these fees. I think it's great. I mean, I just don't think you can. I don't think you can deny it. Now that what Algorand needs is transactions. You know, so this provides transactions. This would be great for the chain. Ootslot says, I think they use HesabPay, referring back to the Germany one. That would make sense, and it would be a good use for HesabPay. I think it's one of the best products on Algorand right now, so Big fan of it. Yeah, both of these would be really good. Algorand needs a massive amount of use case. It would be a similar operating model to Solana, but it needs way more market share. And there's part of me that thinks, well, one, right now, if you want to be successful, like in the next year or two, you really got to carve out market share. And that's where Algorand's going to struggle, because incumbents are going to like dominate that space for a while. Where Algorand could, I think where they hoped happen would happen and hasn't really happened so far, but could happen in the future, is the market just has to get a lot bigger. I think there's a lot of room for the market to grow, but it's going to take some signs that people are liking what they're seeing. They're seeing a real benefit, not just like, you know, an ideological benefit, like, oh, I think this is the future, but actually seeing real dollars and cents. And that's why I like stuff like this. That's why I like the VersaBank thing. It's less about the individual news. It's about seeing, it's about a company seeing the benefit and seeing the use case and saying, well, it makes sense from a dollars standpoint. So I think that's a big deal. Algorand and Near Protocol see massive stablecoin growth. Now this, I talked about this in my video. It takes a little teasing out. At the time of writing, according to DeFi Llama, Algorand and Near Protocol stablecoin supplies are up 41% and 76% over the past week, respectively. So what I thought was interesting is that the stablecoin supply was going up when the price also was. So normally you don't want to put too much in the stablecoin movement, because it usually just means that people are taking, if the stablecoin goes up, it means people are taking off the market and putting it onto, you know, putting into the stables. So it's usually a sell signal, and if you see it go down, it's usually a buy signal. But you had it happening at the same time, which I thought was really interesting. And yeah, so Algorand's was at 80, Near's is at 115 million. I'd like to see those get a lot higher. Currently, the pair only rank in the low 30s, beaten out by other networks like Ripple's XRL, Stellar, and Polygon. So yeah, these are still small numbers, by the way. So, I mean, it was worth looking at. I just thought it was interesting because of the pairing, but, you know, it definitely still has to go up. And then I thought this one from Japan was interesting. Algo has been cleared. Algo already cleared Japan's regulatory bar. Now the fourth largest economy is pulling crypto into traditional finance, 20% tax by 2028, digital assets reclassified as financial products, and the mainstream stamp of approval. By the way, Algorand is on their GVCEA green list. So they're getting fast-tracked. So good news for Algorand. And I thought this was kind of interesting. You've been staking, you've been farming, you've been voting. Soon, doing all three will be a little more interesting with little eyes. That's from Tiny Man. It's still, you know what, when I go to swap, I still use Tiny Man like crazy. Utzalot said the biggest problem Algo had was my Algo wallet chain. That was a... I'm going to be honest, I kind of built my channel on that incident because I was the only one that really covered it. I mean, I was all three. I did three back-to-back videos because there was people needed to know. And you know what? I was still getting, I don't know if I've gotten one this year, but I know as early as last year, late as last year, I still got someone asking like what they could do about the MyAlgo hack. You know, it was important work. I mean, it kind of blew up my channel a little bit, but also like it was good to get people the knowledge to understand what they needed to know. Greenblue says, I tried swapping on AVAX the other day and about pitched my phone into the ocean. That's the thing, you know, that's my experience on just about any other chain besides Algorand, which is why I was always such a big fan of it and still am on the tech side. Green Blue says, by the way, Circle is getting beaten up pretty hard this week. If Clarity Act passes, they basically got everyone's yield for free. Interesting. Utzalot, I rekeyed one day before the small wallets got drained too. Lucky me. I rekeyed afterwards, and I made videos on how to rekey because I wanted people to know and be safe for sure. Here's one we never got, you know. Oh. Yeah, here's Nugget. He's talking about Nugget providing liquidity in the DDAO. Nugget pool will only earn daily Nugget rewards. Not only earn daily Nugget rewards, but also weekly DDAO rewards. So it's literally printing money. Well, you know, I do have both of those. So, I mean, it would actually kind of make sense to... We'll see. Maybe I'll do that. I thought this was pretty interesting too. No Algorand on this MasterCard list. I guess they're like included. They just weren't added onto the list of partners. You got Aave on there. I saw some others. Ripple is on there. Polygon is on there. I'm just looking for crypto names. Those are the ones that pop out. Some of those, maybe they're cryptos and I don't know. Oh, Avalanche Digital is on there. But here's the thing. We haven't heard any update on the Paracard. Or Project King Safety, for that matter. Still waiting. Let's see. And then Alpha Arcade has a referral program. $20 free prediction when you deposit $10 via Coinbase built on Algorand. So I've been passing mine around because, you know, why not? Let's see. I think that's all I got for Algorand. Yeah, the MyAlgo hack was crazy. And I thought it was going to be the end of, of Algorand, but it wasn't, you know, it actually turned out okay. It was definitely a blow though, right? And I'll be honest, I kind of miss doing it like without a phone. And now I got to use a phone for everything. But, you know, it's okay. I think we got some Hedera news too. So we'll go through that. Sauce is now live on Solana. I thought this was pretty interesting. I haven't made a video on Hedera in a little while, so keep that in mind. With this edition, oops, let me show you. Here we go. With this edition, Sauce is now available across six networks: Hedera, Base, Optimism, BNB Chain, Avalanche, and Solana. Bridge through Squid Router directly on the Sauce or Swap dApp. So, hey, if you guys are Sauce fans, you know, I actually did pretty well in Sauce not too long ago on the Hedera side. I thought this was pretty interesting too. Meet HBank in the first Hedera incubator, a neobank for Hedera integration plus access to Hyperliquid, co-issuer of the XUSD stablecoin. And that's it. I thought there'd be a little more, like it looked like a thread was coming, but it was not. And now they're messed up. Okay. We got this little one from HederaCon. Should we watch this? Let's watch this. I might have included this already. This might be old. Well, it's from May 27th, so yeah, probably old. Oh, we are. Yeah, because we already had this. Has it got anything interesting? Apparently SaucerSwap has a version 3 now, so that's pretty cool. Oh, here we go. Hedera Council Member LG to launch blockchain to place and sell ads on Arbitrum. Wait, what? Why? The collaboration resulted in LG building its own L2, which provides a low-cost means of batching transactions. With Hedera's low fixed fees, 10K TPS, 2 seconds finality, seems like an odd choice. Yeah, that is really weird. So the LG is they're a council member on Hedera. And instead of building on Hedera, they build on Arbitrum. That's not good. That's not a good look for. That was a big long video from King Solomon. I like when he has the short ones because I can react to them. His long ones, you know, not much I can do about those. This is a good one. We'll end with this one. The world's most valuable telecom brand, Deutsche Telekom, is currently trialing a verified caller identity solution built on Hedera. Verified telco ID built on Hashgraph Group's ID Trust cryptographically proves the organization behind a call and its purpose before you answer. Telecom fraud costing $41 billion annually and AI voice cloning accelerating. Digital trust at the network layer is becoming essential infrastructure. That would be a long build out. So don't get excited about this one like anytime soon, but it's definitely interesting. You know, I've been watching these videos called Scammer Payback apparently it's a whole genre. Like, oh, there's a bunch of people that do this, but I really like the Scammer Payback channel. They're super entertaining. They're so well edited, especially the more recent ones. Like, it's like next level editing, and they're basically just baiting these scammers and then putting viruses on their computers and blowing them up. It's great. Yeah, I wonder if they would, this might be a threat to them. If like everyone had this, then no one would get scammed and the scams would disappear. But we'll see. I think that's a long ways off if it ever happened. So anyway, I thought that was pretty interesting. And the only thing I thought we could like look at some Hyperliquid news. I know my base here isn't like super Hyperliquid focused, but I think it should be. And you know, the thing I talk about with Hyperliquid is revenue. And here you go. Hyperliquid Labs says 82.98 million total ecosystem revenue. Hyperliquid builders generated 205,000 in the past 24 hours, 21.4 thousand unique users, driving 7.1% of total volume, strong adoption across Phantom, MetaMask, Robby, and more. Which builder metric stands out the most? You know what? I don't care about all that builder metric stuff. I care about revenue. Just show me the money. The rest is all noise, in my opinion. I don't even trust those builder numbers. It's always like, oh, there's, I don't know. They just never make sense, because I've seen the Algorand ones and I'm like, I know there are more builders than that. So I just think they're not all getting counted. Here too, it's interesting. 77,000 users, that's Hyperliquid's daily user count. Solana has 2.3 million, yet one metric has ranked Hyperliquid 5x above Solana in growth quality. Same data, completely different story. Let me show you something that changes how you think about crypto metrics. I wonder what that is. Artemis Bridge flows. So all-time net capital flows across 21 chains. Arbitrum number one at 16.1 billion. Hyperliquid number two at 6.8 billion. It's only from only been around since 2024, already number two. Then comes Optimism. It looks like it forgot a return there. 5.98 billion, then Solana, then Base, then Polygon. And that's actually kind of crazy, because look at all that capital flow for Polygon, and the price is just in the toilet. But I don't think that's not revenue, though. That's capital flows. And that's all from 77,000 daily active users. You know, BNB Chain, Solana, Polygon, Avalanche all have more. So people are actually using Hyperliquid, I think that's a fair thing to bring from it. I trust that more than, well, I think it shows that these daily active user metrics kind of don't mean a lot, because if they're all doing like one trade, that's different than someone who's like a super user. So it seems like Hyperliquid probably has a ton more super users who are actually using the chain a lot. That makes a big difference, I think. It's a lot there. Anyway, I thought that was interesting here. And then this I thought was interesting. This is back from June 3rd, so it's a little bit old. But highest revenue day for Hyperliquid in the last quarter, 4 million straight to buybacks. 4 million day. Yeah, this is what I like about Hyperliquid. Most of the revenue goes to just like buying and destroying the coins, which is going to make it more valuable over time because the demand is there. So this is what I talk about. People will say, like, you know, they'll talk a lot about the supply and how that should, once the supply is all out, that ought to, you know, drive the price into the moon. Well, that only happens if you have demand. You need demand and then a supply constraint, and then you have price appreciation. That's something that Hyperliquid has. It has both of them because it's also constraining supply. So, yeah, that's my big thing about Hyperliquid. Chat got really quiet. You guys want me to talk about Algorand, I guess, huh? Well, I don't have much else to talk about. So thanks so much for tuning in, guys. I appreciate you being here. If you haven't hit the like button already, still helps. So I'd love you guys to hit that. Remember, if you're listening, you can listen to this on our podcast. It'll be available tomorrow on Apple and Spotify and probably everywhere else. I've seen it. I see it on Overcast. So it pretty much goes everywhere, as far as I can tell. And if you're listening on there, you know, give us a 5-star or a 4-star review. Just don't give us a 1-star. I think that's not nice, but it really helps because that really helps visibility. We're trying to grow that thing and get the word out about some of these other chains that people don't talk about enough, in my opinion. So definitely do that. Subscribe if you're new here. Appreciate that. You can subscribe on iTunes and Spotify as well. And I haven't been going to Kick. I might go to Kick next time again. I didn't the last two times, but I should probably set it up. So, all right. Well, Quiet Chat, thanks for tuning in. I appreciate it. And I will see you.